News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. And yes, I have got myself under control. That was just a hard one, man, I'll be honest with you. And so, yes, thank you for abiding me as I went through my comments. But just, you know, the moment. I had just finished watching the press conference, by the way, with the in Texas, with the governor, the lieutenant governor, the state school, I mean, the school superintendent, and just watching the difficulty they were having with it. And then, by the way, just I got to say this. I mean, I'm not going to get into politics of it right now. I think it's inappropriate for me to deal with too much of the politics in the midst of the tragedy. We'll deal with that later, like I said in my monologue, because, you know, the immediate calls by the president for gun control and whatever else, that's despicable. But what we're seeing too today was the worst thing I had ever seen in the political arena. It was the worst case of judgment I have ever seen. I'm going to tell you right now, Beto O'Rourke is a worthless sack of crap. And so literally the governor, the school superintendent, the lieutenant governor, the speaker of the House, Senator Ted Cruz, state law enforcement, they were all there to provide updates, to comfort the grieving families, to talk about the losses, to console people, to try to provide some measure of, you know, calm, security, and how we're going to move through this, and even to offer prayers. And Beto O'Rourke stormed into the room in the press conference, interrupted the press conference, and began yelling. Keep in mind, Beto O'Rourke is running against Greg Abbott for governor right now. So he used this as a cheap opportunity to, you know, self-aggrandize and to create a scene that he could then use to help galvanize his liberal base, because there was nothing that could be done at this press conference that was going to change the laws. Nothing. He could have done that later if he'd wanted to in a candidate's debate or in a cheesy television ad. But no, what did he did? He went to Uvalde, Texas, where parents are still crying, and two children, by the way, are still missing. And he stormed into a press conference where elected officials were trying to do the right thing by consoling a community and trying to get to the bottom of a tragic crime, and he created a political scene. What a worthless sack of crap. That's just, so there I am. I just flipped the switch. Apparently Rangerfield is back. So tender mercies Phil has set aside now, and Rangerfield is back. But I will just tell you this, politician Phil also knows too, there's a time and a place, and that was not it. And so that's just, it's just shameful. We're not going to spend a lot of time on that subject today, but I will be honest with you. If you want to call in, I'll be glad to take your calls on it. If you have concerns, if you have thoughts on it, if you wanted to address it, I'll take those calls. I don't think it's the time to go deep into the politics of it, except to say that Beto O'Rourke is a worthless sack of crap. We can say that if we want to. We're going to talk a lot about elections. Coming up at 3 o'clock, I got Jeff Poore calling in. Jeff, you know, Jeff is on with us on the Grand Council every Thursday. And when he's on, he's pinging back and forth with myself and Dale Jackson. But a lot of folks don't realize that aside from having his own radio show and doing the Grand Council with us, he's also the political editor for 1819 News, and he's an editor for Breitbart. So yeah, Jeff Poore's kind of got his finger on the pulse of things, and I really want to get his impressions. Just, you know, I got lots of moods. I got lots of sentiments. I got lots of thoughts on all this, but every once in a while, it's good for me to get outside and hear somebody else's perspectives. And since I was on his show last night at like 10 o'clock, he's on my show today at a reasonable hour. So there's that. All right. Hey, listen, aside from that, I'll be honest with you. We've got a full slate of things to talk about. We will not spend the entire day on elections, but folks, we're not done. We got some major runoffs, and we got some votes right now that are too close to call. I mean, there's been a few surprises, and then there's been some that you look at and go, we saw that coming. But I made the prediction on the air that we would have at least four of our statewide races go into runoff. I was right on 3 out of 4. So there's that. I kind of got it right. Copper, I could take that call if we can get him on real quick, because I'm about to hit the break here in less than a minute. So let's go. I'll tell you what. You ready, Copper? Go ahead and highlight it if you are. I'll jump on. Yeah. All right. Hey, I'll do a real quick call. I got about a minute here. Steve from Madison, how you doing today?
Hey, man. Good show. I saw that Beto debacle fiasco. What a jerk. What an idiot. What a piece of work. I mean, I can't believe Texas got close to electing him the last time around, but man, he don't be surprised. You know, he's talking about coming after the AR-15s and all that. It just fits his narrative. But what does the guy do for a living? I mean, that was something that's interesting when he was running is he's never really had a job, like most of them, never had a real job. He's free to come out and make these pronouncements because that's the way he rolls. But
I think he lives off campaign accounts. I'm not sure.
And just push him to the side, you know.
Well, hey, Steve, good call. Appreciate it. And, yeah, you're right. I think that Beto O'Rourke lives off of campaign accounts. He's been the perpetual candidate for multiple different offices, which makes him so far the perpetual loser. So, anyway, Steve, thanks for the call, man. All right, folks, listen, we're up against the break. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back.